Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Skyline studio, continuing on this late Monday night, and we'll jump into the Tuesday morning. And, yeah, so that, of course, is the theme song, the greatest game show theme song of all time from Match Game, the classic Match Game. One of our favorite guests ever is Dick DiBartolo. He wrote for Match Game. He wrote for Mad Magazine. And those were two seminal things that I loved when I was a kid growing up. And so this guy's a hero of mine. And he is also a gadget and gizmo freak who covers the world of gizmos and gadgets all over the place. And he's been doing that for years, too. Let's welcome Dick DiBartolo. Hi, Dick. How are you?
I'm super. How are you?
Oh, not bad at all. So tell everybody about yourself, a little quick, for people who might not have heard
you on the show. Well, my God, after everything you've talked about, well, first of all, I'm still involved in Mad. They, the new issue of Mad, the January-February issue, they decided that instead of it being a total reprint of old favorites, they would do the Mad 20, the 20 dumbest things of the previous year of 2019.
Okay.
So that issue, I'm in that issue. It's no longer on newsstands.
Right.
That is a big change. Actually, now you actually have to go to the printer to pick up your copy. They had to make little changes to save money. No.
Yeah.
It's only available via subscription and at comic book stores, so not on newsstands.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to know that you're still writing for them. That they're still alive. I mean, Mad Magazine was a huge part of my childhood.
Oh, and me too. Actually, with the next issue, which I'm also in with a repeat, that is 55 years since I sold Mad, my first piece, back in high school.
Isn't that amazing?
I know. And I've been in every issue for 51 years. So it's also been a part of my life.
That is so great. So great, man.
And you're coming up to 3 months in radio now. I want to promote what you do.
This is my 35th year at the station.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, in May it'll be 35 years. Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's that pretty crazy.
No, it's great. Yeah. It's super.
So,
and then as you said, I'm a gadget freak, and I tend to seek out the gadgets that everybody wants to cover the iPhone, everybody wants to cover the new TV. So I kind of look around CES to find stuff that people might be stupid or might be great that people may have overlooked. So that's what I do at CES.
And, well, you went this year, correct?
Oh, my gosh. I was one of the privileged few. There were only 165,000 of us who attended CES. I do believe there were 6,500 press. You know,
yeah.
Some conventions just get 6,500 people. CES got 6,500 press people.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it is. Have you ever gone? It's huge.
I've not gone to the massive one in Vegas. When they used to tour around with it, they would bring it here to Chicago to the McCormick Place. And
there used to be a mid-year CES in Chicago.
Right, and I went to that several times back at the McCormick Place in the day, but I've not been to the one in Vegas. Yeah, it's got to be crazy. Hey, by the way, I just want to mention that I had A. Ashley Hoff on. Who wrote the book Match Game 101, and we talked a bit about you, and I love that book. You must like it too, right?
You know what? He hasn't sent me my copy yet.
Oh, okay.
That was my pay. I have to get on him. Oh, you know what? I think I do have to correct something.
Okay.
That he said on your show about Gene's microphone.
Okay.
Remember, everybody talked about what was the deal with the long microphone.
The long, skinny microphone, yeah.
Yes, exactly. This is the backstage story. So during commercials, Ray Byrne loved going out into the audience to answer questions and make jokes.
Yeah.
And often he would ask a question, and someone deep in a row would answer it, or way in the back of the audience would answer it, and he'd have to have it repeated several times. And then one day he said, you know, is there some way I can get an extension for my microphone so that I can reach more people.
Right, right.
And that's when they came up with the long microphone.
The long microphone. This is Dick DiBartolo, everybody, a national treasure as far as I'm concerned. It's the Nick DiGilio Show on a Monday night, Tuesday morning. Tom Hush is your producer, and we're talking with Dick DiBartolo, the Giz Whiz, who talks about gizmos and writes for Mad Magazine, wrote for Match Game, classic Match Game, and so much great stuff. Dick DiBartolo is our guest. 312-981-7200.
Thank you. It's Tom Hush is new, right?
Yeah, well, he's now almost a year now. We're in March. In March it'll be a year, yeah.
Oh, okay, very good. No, because I said, we do it by Skype, and he said, yes, but we don't do the picture part.
Right.
I said, you mean no video? He said, oh, yeah. Oh, you know the technical term. So, yeah. So.
Oh man!
Sorry, Tom.
So, your experience with Mad Magazine, you've told the story several times about that they fooled you, they sent the envelope back, and all that stuff.
Yep.
It's a great story, and you talked about how you got involved with Match Game and how that happened, and how you guys basically changed what that show was. It was kind of a boring show, and then you guys invented the whole Dumb Dora stuff.
But
have you always been, because you've been you've been part of gizwiz.biz and you've been a gadget freak for such, have you always been that way, even all for years?
Forever. And the funny thing is, Barbara Griff was a producer at Goodson Todman, and I think
and
she
Goodson,
worked
by the way,
to tell
Goodson,
the truth.
Just so people who might not know, Goodson Todman are the people responsible, Mark Goodson, Bill Todman, they're responsible for all the pretty much classic game shows of the 70s.
Exactly. What's My Line, To Tell the Truth,
right.
I've Got a Secret, all Goodson Todman shows. So one day she said, Dick, I'm leaving, I'm going over to Channel 5, and I'm doing a show called Saturday Morning Live, and we're going to have a carpenter and a pet person and a garden person. She said, you know, your office is always full of weird gadgets.
Yeah.
Would you come on one Saturday and just bring like five gadgets and tell people what they do? And I did that. And she called and she said, you know, we got a lot of mail about that. Do you have more? And I said, oh, yeah. So I started going back and she said, you know, you just want to be a weekly guest. And I said, why not? And then I got a call from Live with Regis, back then, Regis and Kathy Lee.
Right.
And they said, are you exclusive to Five? And I said, no. And so I went to Regis and then on to Good Morning America and now World News Now.
Yeah.
So, yes, I've loved gadgets forever.
Yeah, it's so much fun. Now, listen, were you able to, we were just talking about the CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, for people who might not know what that means. And it's a big, crazy show. In Las Vegas, and you just said like a ton of people go. Were you able to even scratch the surface? How much of it were you able to see?
No, you know, people said, "Did you get to my booth?" And I said, "I didn't even get to that convention center." it's like five convention centers. I walked in 3 days. I walked 13.5 miles.
Man, oh man,
it is, and they are the convention centers like. Oh, 3/4 mile long. They are doubling the size by next year. And that's the convention center.
Wow.
The Las Vegas Convention Center. Then they use 4 or 5 different hotels.
Yeah.
You could not see it all.
No,
you could,
no possible way. No possible way. And so many people from around the world.
What?
Yeah.
I was going to say, one reporter sent me an email. They said, Dick, I figured it out. CES is open for 33 hours. There are 7,500 exhibits. If you wanted to see them all, and they were one next to the other, forget going from hotel to hotel, you would have about 37 seconds to see each product. So that's why. And that would be 24 hours a day doing it.
That's
that's
so crazy. Now, but, you know, as we've discussed before, you know, a lot of people go there, they want to see the new phones, they want to see this, they want to see that. But you like to look for the unusual stuff, like the goofiest stuff. Now, here's I want to continue our conversation, and we're going to talk about some of the weirder things that you saw at CES. And I've got some articles here that are from the Gizwiz. .biz website about some of the other gadgets that you have, and we're going to talk about that. Dick DiBartolo is with us, and we will continue our conversation. We're continuing it right now, and we're going to continue the show right here, and we will talk with more with Dick DiBartolo. It's the Nick DiGilio Show, continuing right here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Skyline studio, and we've got Two for Tuesday coming up, and that's because every weekday morning and every late night, you program the music that we're going to listen coming back from news breaks and commercial breaks, and the theme for our Tuesday mornings is Two for Tuesday. That means you pick one artist and two songs, and we will play them as you request them. 312-981-7200. That's part of what we do every morning on the show. Right now, we continue our conversation with Dick DiBartolo, the host of the GizWiz at GizWiz.tv. And he is a gadget freak and also a writer for Mad Magazine, wrote for Match Game, the classic Match Game. All around great guy. And Dick, we're continuing.
Very good. Yeah. Now you got another sponsor to go another half hour or 10 minutes.
We'll see. We'll see. So so we were just talking about the CES, the big consumer electronics show in Vegas,
yes,
which is massive and huge and takes up, you know, like five giant convention centers. And you did write about, well, let's talk a little bit about the website first, the GizWiz.tv.
Sure. Yeah, GizWiz.tv has the products that I do. I have a co-host, Chad Johnson, also known as OMG Chad. This year we went and we shot 15 videos at CES of new gadgets. And then I, on my own, went around. The basement of the Sands is kind of where they have the little booths where there are the more offbeat products. Like, this is my favorite thing there, is the Smart Potato, okay?
The Smart Potato.
So, potato. Now, this guy would not break a smile and would not, I said, is this like a complete satire? He would not answer me. I asked for a product sample for ABC News. He said they couldn't give me one. Yeah. So he stands there. He has a potato in his hand. And he said, this is the Smart Potato Adapter. It's $35. You can buy it. It's on Indiegogo. And you plug this into your potato. And then he said, this device takes the brain waves of the potato, turns it into Bluetooth. And then instead of saying, hey, Google, Alexa, you can say, hey, potato, should I buy the new iPhone? And then he holds up his phone and the potato has a caption. No, don't buy it. Or yes. I mean, so someone said, you know, he said, the guy, another reporter said, it's a complete satire. The thing is, it's a minimum $4,000, I believe, for the smallest booth. This guy's from France. This is an investment. So I don't know what the ultimate goal is, but he's dead serious. It's And then there are the things they just make to get publicity, like over at the Charmin booth. And they keep saying, okay, Dick, it's not out now. It might be out in 5 years. The Charmin toilet paper robot.
Now, we talked about this one. I talked about this one when I first...
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Because it's hilarious. It's a robot that brings you a roll of toilet paper when you're in the bathroom and you realize there's no toilet paper.
Exactly, exactly. and also, they had two guys there who developed the robot, and they're now working on this picture of the Charmin bear. It goes on your bathroom door, and it can analyze the smell in the bathroom. So if someone has just used the bathroom, if the bear is like has red eyes, you don't go in. if it's green, the air is clear. And the guy said, he said, we know the chemical formula for bad smells.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's a great way for them to get publicity.
Oh,
I doubt if either one of these will ever see the light of the day.
That is hilarious. That's hilarious.
It's funny, isn't it?
Yeah. Dick DiBartolo is the host of the GizWiz at GizWiz.tv. He's a gadget and gizmo junkie. He's joining us. It's the Nick DiGilio Show. I'm your host. Tom Hush is the producer, and Dick DiBartolo is the guest. Let's talk a little bit about PIX, P-I-X. This is a backpack that you saw. This is a backpack that you saw at CES. Yeah.
At CES. PIX is really great. Very expensive, and I'll tell you what to look for. So Pix is a way to, you download the app, you can draw pictures on your phone or whatever you want. Like I asked, I said, you know, can you put my logo on a backpack? And she said, absolutely. So you draw whatever you want on your phone and via Bluetooth, I'm not sure if it's Bluetooth or a closed Wi-Fi. Mm. You send the images to the back of your backpack, which is a screen, and you can do animations. You can walk down the street with an ad on your back, phone numbers, email me at so-and-so. And it's in their video, they're running a hose over it. The guy's jumping up and down on it. And it's a very nicely built backpack.
Yeah.
Now it's $259. However, she showed me another backpack, just maybe a couple of inches smaller, that's going to be out in the summer for kids for back to school, has the same electronics, and that's going to be $159.
No. Yeah,
and it's really neat, especially, I mean, if you're somebody who needs attention desperately,
yeah,
this would be the way to go. It's called Pix, P-I-X.
And I'm looking at a picture on your website at gizwiz.tv, and there's your logo on the back of the backpack right there.
Yeah, it's neat, isn't it?
Yeah, very cool. So, and did you what else did you see that you liked? You said the smaller one is not going to be available for a while, right? So you said the summer.
Until the summer. I think she said April, May, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, I'll tell you my favorite thing, and I've done this on several shows only because I think it's a great idea. It's called the Heart Hero Portable Defibrillator. Okay.
All right.
A group of doctors who worked in third world countries, and they thought, boy, if we could always have a defibrillator with us, this would be really wonderful. And they got together and they built one, and it's about the size of a paperback book. And they sent me a statistic that every year between 180,000 and 450,000 people in the U.S. die from sudden cardiac arrest.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a portable defibrillator that they hope to get cheap enough that people can have it in their homes for a family. And it's totally automated. If there's an emergency, you press the button. It starts talking you through it. You take the pads out the front. There are pictures on the pads where to put them. And one of the doctors said, if the person will not benefit from a jolt of electricity, it won't send a jolt of electricity through the person.
Mm.
It is really neat. Now, I looked online, and right now the cheapest defibrillator is about $1,500. They're waiting for FDA approval, which they said will be many months. But they hope to have it at about $750.
That sounds like a great. Yeah, I mean, sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, you could have it in your car. You could just take it wherever you go, and you know, on their website, tauthero.com, I believe. There's a doctor who says, you know, you don't have to be me to use this. We made it as easy to use so that no one is afraid of it. I thought that was a great idea. I mean, this is really a life-saving gadget. So
yeah,
that was top of my list for useful things.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we've got a defibrillator in the hallway here in the at the station. I think we have.
Yeah,
more.
But you know, that's coin operated. I was out there. I thought I wasn't crazy about that. It said coin or credit card. I thought, geez.
Dick DiBartolo is with us. He is the host of the GizWiz at thegizwiz.tv. He's a gadget gizmo junkie. Used to write for Match Game, writes for Mad Magazine, been on the show many times. It's the Nick DiGilio Show continuing. Tom Hush is producing, and I am your host. Dick DiBartolo is our guest. Tell me a little bit about the Segway Ninebot products.
Segway, first of all, the one thing that was getting a lot of attention, I'm not sure it's ever going to happen. It's called the Segway S-Pod, and it's like a big, comfy chair that you sit in, but it's got a segue mechanism in it. So you lean forward and your chair goes forward. You lean back and the chair goes back. And they're saying it might be 5 years down the road, but they thought it would be more for enclosed environments, like maybe amusement parks would buy 100 of them for guests to go around the park.
Mm-hmm.
That was the weirdest. But then, Segway and Ninebot.
By the way, I'm sorry, Dick. I'm sorry. I'm looking at a picture of it. It looks ridiculous. This thing.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it on your website. It looks ridiculous.
Yes, I know. I mean, would you definitely go down the street in a thing like that?
No, not at all. Especially not the color purple with the purple helmet that this guy's wearing.
Well, they're very safety conscious over there because they would not let us shoot a video. They wouldn't even let me take a still picture unless I had a crash helmet on.
Oh.
So that's okay. I'm sure the PR people said it must be that way. I'm fine with that.
Yeah,
but it just seems a bizarre concept. But then in the Ninebot division, they're adding a bunch of brand new portable scooters. I guess cashing in on the fact that, you know, does Chicago have one of those scooter plans? I think New York is going to have one, and then happen.
We had the scooter thing was introduced like last year, you could just leave the scooter. It was just a test, but you could leave the scooters anywhere, and it was just so weird. I would come out of my apartment building, and there'd be a scooter just sitting there. Because you could just
Did you use one?
No, I never used them. But they were. You could just leave them anywhere. It just seemed like a bizarre concept to me. So, well, it's a Dick. Yeah. Hold on 1 second.
Sure.
Okay, Dick DiBartolo. We're going to continue the conversation. We're continuing the conversation with Dick DiBartolo, the GizWiz from GizWiz.tv. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. The Nick DiGiulio Show continues right here on WGN. It's the Nick DiGiulio Show continuing right now, and I'm your host, Nick DiGiulio. Tom Hush is the producer. Coming up, we're going to go to Australia and talk about all of the extreme weather that's happening there. They've gone through all these devastating wildfires, and now they've got systems of hail and extreme storms and dust and flash floods, even causing more damage. So we're going to check in with Barclay Crawford from the Daily Mail Australia, just to see how people are coping and what people are doing to deal with it. Paul Farivar is going to be with us. He is a comedian and a lawyer. His show is called Everyone's a Lawyer. It's at the Laugh Factory in Chicago. A very unique setup. We'll talk about that and play a little, everybody. Everyone's a Lawyer. And the news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. And we continue our conversation with Dick DiBartolo, who is the host of the GizWiz. He's at GizWiz.tv, and we love to talk about gadgets and all kinds of really cool gizmos with him. Dick, we were talking about the Segway, the new Segway.
Exactly. So Segway has five or six new scooters, anywhere from pedal scooters to pedal assist scooters, and one of them I didn't quite understand, I think Chad was actually talking to those people, is a scooter that captures regenerative power, so as you go forward, some of the power that you're using can be stored in a battery. That might be new for push scooters, but I'm not sure about that. And also, Nick, I just wanted to point out that GizWiz.tv is where the podcast is, and descriptions and pictures of all the gadgets are at GizWiz.biz.
Oh, okay, GizWiz.biz and GizWiz.tv.
Yeah. .biz, I think, is where you are.
You're
at GizWiz.biz, so seeing photos.
Right.
Also, in the smart line, now I have no way to know if this works or not. There's something, and maybe older people or caregivers would be interested in this. It's called the smart belt.
Okay.
Which, this is what they explained to me, is that it analyzes your walking pattern. And if it senses that you're now slightly walking not the way you're supposed to, it will set off an alarm that you might be in danger of falling.
Mm.
And now I'm not sure if it I guess it wouldn't matter to send a signal to a caregiver, because unless they were standing next to you. But I think the thing is that to make you aware of it, that maybe sit down, hold on to a wall.
Right.
But if you go on Google and type in smart belt, you can see info about that. Everything in the world was smart. I think that's why Smart Potato was so funny, because I saw Smarty Pans. Okay, I think the name is cute.
Uh-huh.
Smarty Pans is a frying pan with a built-in brain that helps you cook. The Smart Shoe, you wear it, it sends to your phone your heart rate, your blood pressure, your stress level, your emotions. I mean, you need your phone to tell you how you feel. You know, you look at your phone and the phone says, "Oh, I'm happy. I thought I was fuming, but my phone says I'm happy." I guess
I'm okay. Yeah.
Yes, the smart bath mat.
Okay.
As you stand on it, it gives you your weight and your blood pressure. I don't know. I mean, it's like, just to me, it's just too crazy.
Yeah, it's like, wait, do we really need to know our blood pressure every 2 seconds? Is that something we need to know?
No, you're exactly right. Exactly right. Something else I thought was interesting, and I'm not sure if it worked for all furniture. It's called KEW, furniture charging. And this is a way to build charging into, say, your dining room table, so that the electronics would be under the table, but you could lay your phone on the top of the table. You would know under the table where the charging port is, so that it wirelessly through the wood could charge your phone.
Wow.
So I didn't get to talk to those people, but that sounded like a fascinating idea.
Yeah, absolutely. Dick DiBartolo is with us, and he is the Gizwiz, and he likes to talk about gadgets and gizmos, and we love to have him on. It's the Nick DiGilio Show continuing here on a late Monday night into a Tuesday morning. Tom Hush is the producer, and Dick DiBartolo is the host. I was looking at some of the other things here, Dick. And I know that you love gadgets and things like that. And on ABC's World News Now, where you profile a lot of this, I'm looking now at the Nostalgia Retro Series pop-up hot dog toaster.
That goes back a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, because you were doing some of the old retro stuff. And I think we've talked about this years ago on the show, but I'm looking at a picture of it, of the Nostalgia Retro Series pop-up hot dog toaster, and I think it looks hilarious. It looks pretty hilarious.
You know what? It's very funny. I personally thought it was atrocious, because it first of all, the hot dogs kept getting stuck down. Second of all, they give you metal tongs to take things out of the toaster. They're not insulated. I'm thinking, are they kidding? I hope people realize you have to unplug the toaster.
Yeah.
Before you ever put metal tongs in a toaster. We could not get it to do anything in one cycle. To explain it, you drop two hot dogs into two round holes, and you fold open two buns, and you put them into two semicircle holes.
Right.
And in theory, they come up together and they're cooked. But we never achieved that. Like I said, I think kids would think this is great. I don't think they would care that the hot dog was half done and the buns were burned, or vice versa.
Yeah.
But the retro line is very funny. They occasionally go back and just reproduce something that we knew well when we were kids. Although I never knew about the hot dog and bun toaster.
No, I didn't know about that either. You telling me that they provide metal tongs is astonishing. That's absolutely crazy.
It's crazy. I mean, I think you're better off just leaving them out of the box.
Yeah.
put in a pair of wooden chopsticks. You're better off.
Yeah. another one. This isn't retro. This is another new one for CES here. It's a new product that merges the smart home with the smart boat.
Oh yes. So that is from a company called Barnacle, and Barnacle. It's an interesting idea. I think the Barnacle Mate is more for big boats, because they recognize that people with bigger boats are now installing cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
And installing sensors on the doors and on the portholes. And so they thought they should come up with a device that lets you integrate your smart home gadgets with the sensors that you need for a boat. For example, you could set this up. I mean, it starts at $300 and probably goes into the thousands. But you can set up sensors so that on your phone, if you have a yacht, you could look at it. You could see what each battery is doing. Mm. You can see if the bilge pumps are running. You can see how many times the bilge pump went on. So that would be a great indication that something's wrong on your boat if you looked at it and you saw the bilge pump went on 100 times in the past 3 hours. Something bad's going on your boat.
Yeah.
So it's the first alarm system I know of from a company that was blending smart home with smart boat.
Oh, okay. I've never thought about that before, but I guess it makes sense, you know, if you're...
Yeah, you know, I have a drop cam. I have a little 25-foot work boat. This kind of looks like a little tugboat. I have a drop cam in the back window, and... It's perfect. And I have a little engine heater because last year my engine froze and something on it split and broke, and it's a brand new $25,000 engine.
Oh.
So this Bob Kyler, this genius guy, installed a heater pad inside the engine that goes on at 32 degrees and then shuts off when the temperature goes above freezing. And I can look through my camera, and we installed some lights in the back of my boat. And so when the heater comes on, it also turns the lights on. So like 10 minutes ago, I looked at the thermometer on my computer. It said it's 27 outside. I went onto my drop cam. I can see the lights are on the back of my boat, which means the heat is on. So my engine's nice and toasty.
Yeah.
I mean, technology is really amazing. The things we can do today are astounding.
It really is.
Well, you know, Leo Laporte, who has this channel called Twit, This Week in Tech, he also was shooting stuff with his iPhone. I shoot my stuff with an LG G7.
Mm-hmm.
Chad shoots his video with an iPhone. So if you have an iPhone, the only thing you need with a phone is an external mic, because phones don't have great mics. But you can be a producer with very little money these days.
By the way, I have the same phone that you do. I have the LG G7.
Oh, great! I like it a lot.
Me too. I think it's a great phone, and I think it works wonderfully. So when is your next appearance? When can people see you on ABC?
Let's see. I was on ABC this morning.
Okay.
I'll be doing Toy Fair. So mid-February, that's one of my favorite things. They just send a camera guy, and we make no appointments. We just walk around Toy Fair.
Yeah.
And anything nutty we see, we just film.
Well,
and then at the studio, they put it together.
I want to get you back on for Toy Fair. Can we get you back on for Toy Fair?
Okay. Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah. And so that's what you're working on next is Toy Fair?
It is Toy Fair.
Okay.
For World News Now. And if you follow me on Twitter, at the Gizwiz, I always post what I'm doing and where I can be seen and yada, yada, yada.
And it's that is G-I-Z-W-I-Z.
That is correct. At the Gizwiz.
At the Gizwiz. Okay.
Yeah.
Dick, you're one of my favorite guests, I swear.
I always tell people, tune in, because even though I drone on, this guy is really great. But I was talking about a different host. I'm sorry. It's the show I'm doing tomorrow night.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. All right. Dick DiBartolo, the host of the Gizwiz at gizwiz.tv. Writer for Mad Magazine, used to write for Match Game, one of my favorite guests. Always a pleasure to have you on, Dick,
okay,
and we thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. You're okay. Super, and so is Tom.
Okay, take care.
There you go. Care.
Dick DiBartolo. I love that guy. Love him. Like, seriously, a hero. So, all right. We got the news coming up next here on the Nick DiGilio Show.